And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we thank you for your question this week, which is, where is my happiness? The individual who sent this in was asking why she is unhappy so much of the time when her life looks so good. All of the boxes are checked off in terms of the picture of her life. But she has an abiding sense of unhappiness. It is like an underground quality of discontent, and that things are not as they could be. So many of you experience this, we see. And we also see how you ride the waves, the roller coaster of happiness in the heights and sadness and sorrow in the deep valleys. We tell you this, that when you are looking to the outside, to other people, circumstances, what is happening in the world, you will be whipped around. Your sense of peace and calm and happiness will be at the hands of these outer experiences and people and events. This is for you to truly understand that your peace and calm and comfort and poise and wisdom and joy are within you. This is not a popular idea, because the minute someone considers that, they point the finger of blame to say, no, that is why I'm not happy, and that is why, and that is why. And as you can see, immediately, they jump out of their own responsibility for joy and peace and happiness. We wish to tell you, too, that there is much conversation about happiness these days, and the scientists are studying it and coming up with all kinds of 7-step programs and criteria for you to be happy. It is okay for you to listen in and see what the guidance is that they are providing. But please remember that it is within you. Your power levers, your ability to create the life that you want, and the quality of the experience that you want, that is within you. You are at the wheel of determining left and right, happy, sad, blaming, shaming, both those outside of you and yourself. So, where is your happiness? Dear ones, it is always, every moment, within you. And that is where you must find it. So if you are troubled by something, come home to your center. This is the quiet place within your being, and it is where God and your spirit can speak to you and give you what you need. Ask your questions. Stay at the center of your being. Your ego will try to wrest you out of the center because it believes it has the answer and it is hollering at you to come back to it. But as you know, it is extremely limited in its capacity and capabilities to serve you. It does have its role. But in this case, when it comes down to the question of where is your happiness, come home. That is where the answers in every situation reside for you. And remember, too, the idea of happiness for many can be quite superficial, where you are supposed to feel like champagne bubbles. But true happiness is deep and calming and nourishing to your nervous system. So it may feel quite different than what others consider happiness to be. We ask you to explore this idea this coming week. And we thank you again for your question, because it is not just you who has this question. Your happiness, your joy, your fulfillment, your reward, your peace, all of these are within you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.